Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's get to the bottom of this matchup and look ahead to Week 14 with Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer. Shiel, thank you for jumping on the Rude Guest Hotline with us. It's great to have you back on the show. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Great, buddy.
Doing great. Am I crazy? I like Dallas tonight, even though they are 3.5-point dogs. How do you see this one going?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I like that side as well. I feel like that Cowboys offense, I mean, with those two receivers and the way Dak Prescott's playing so far this season, I just feel like they're a tough matchup for really any defense. And then, you know, you look at the other side of the ball and the Cowboys defense was playing terribly, but they make the moves at the deadline. And I just feel like it's a massive game for the Dan Campbell era. You know, he was, they had their two shots. They got to the playoffs. They made a run. And now if they lose this game, they might have a hard time, or they will have a hard time even making the playoffs. So yeah, it's a fun one. Backs against the wall, really, for both these teams.
I feel like Dallas actually has a pretty good chance to make the postseason. I don't know if that's, it's not certainly not wishful thinking because I'd like them to lose every game forever, but just in general, I feel like they're in a pretty decent spot. If they win tonight, I could absolutely see them at 10 wins, and that tie might come in handy for them. Give me your thoughts there as kind of a general temperature check.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, it's tough. You got to jump some teams. You got the Niners. You got the three NFC North teams. And so just in terms of that wild card spot, there are some teams that it's going to be difficult to jump. But I absolutely believe they have an opportunity. I mean, I think their offense is just playing at a top five level right now. And when you're playing that well offensively, you have a chance in almost every game. So they're just a different team right now than they were the first month of the season. So the margin of error is slim for them. I don't know if they have to win out or maybe win all but one game here. But yeah, I do think they have a chance to kind of sneak in there and maybe be a dangerous team in the NFC playoffs.
Shiel, I've got two takes that are diametrically opposed, and I believe both to be true, and I just want to get your reaction, which is you can't give George Pickens $30-plus million a year. That will blow up in your face. And also, I think the Cowboys have to pay George Pickens at the end of this year.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right about that. So there are a couple ways you can potentially do it. You know, one of them is, are there things you can work in the contract? What are you actually concerned about with George Pickens? You know, are there things you can work in there where, hey, if he doesn't do X, Y, and Z, now all of a sudden that guaranteed money isn't going to be the same? Would he go for that? Or would he say, no, thank you, I will just go hit the open market and take a contract that doesn't have those qualifications? Do you use the franchise tag on him, you know, where you say, hey, let's take this year by year. We will pay you for 2026, but we don't want to make a big commitment beyond that. And again, he might say, wait a minute, what are we talking about? The way I played last year, now you're making me play on the franchise tag. So I think it's a very tricky situation. Now, Jerry Jones has not been afraid in the past to take on those risks, really, for players that have done far worse than what anything George Pickens has done here. But yeah, I am with you. I do think it's a difficult decision negotiation for both sides there.
Pre-bye week, Dallas's defense, it felt like they were playing in the Big 12. in like the early 2000s, just giving up 40 a week and it was a disgrace. All of a sudden, for the last month, kind of post bye week, couple of trades, et cetera, even with that loss to Arizona, they've been even, dare I say, okay on that side of the ball. How real is that?
Yeah, they got guys healthy. You know, they got overshown the safety. He's back. And then Quinnen Williams has been the biggest addition. Now, listen, I didn't like that trade at the time, and I still think when we look at it 2 years from now, we go, man, first and a second, they gave up to the New York Jets. But there's no doubt he is an impactful defensive tackle and has made a huge difference both in the run game and as a pass rusher. You know, he wasn't having a huge impact with the Jets earlier this season, but sometimes it just comes down to environment and culture and how motivated a player is. So I don't think they're a great unit, but you don't need to be a great unit. You know, in the NFL, if you have a top five offense with kind of a mediocre, competent defense, that's going to win you a lot of games. And I think that's probably more where they land here.
Shil Kapadia of The Ringer with us here on Grant and Danny in D.C. So, Shil, let's talk about the other team in this matchup, and that's the hosts. The Detroit Lions, I've been saying throughout the day, I know mathematically they wouldn't be eliminated, but if they were to lose tonight, I do think that they are in a really bad spot. They'd be 7-6 with the Rams hosting them next week, staring down the barrel with all their injuries, maybe of 7-7. And then even if you went out, you would need some significant help. And that means you're beating Pittsburgh and a Vikings team that took them to the brink here recently. And the Bears in Chicago, out in the cold where Jared Goff is not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's good. Is this a gotta-have-it game for the Lions, or do you think that's overstated?
No, it is. I mean, you just look at the numbers, and I think, you know, if they lose this game, I think their chances to make the playoffs drop to under, I want to say, 20%. 15%. So it doesn't mean they can't do it, but all of a sudden it's a really uphill climb. And so this is a team that had championship aspirations before the season. You know, I always like to do a thing where I say, all right, who are the teams that can actually win the Super Bowl, come up with six or eight there? And they were absolutely in that mix. But I think you saw some of the change with their offensive line. You saw losing Ben Johnson to the Chicago Bears. They got stung with injuries again on defense, which was a factor last year. And so some of those things haven't gone their way. So I do think this is a big sort of culture test in this spot where, you know, what are you made of here? Are you still able to fight through this with the injuries, with the things that haven't gone your way, and come back and still make the playoffs? Or is this one of those, hey, we're taking a step back years and we'll come back next year and hopefully contend there? I think the result of this game will go a long way in answering that question.
The Ringer, Shil Kapadia with us here on Grant and Danny. Who's the best team in the NFC?
Oh, my gosh. The best team. It's a great question, one I change my mind on probably every single week. I think I would still go with the Los Angeles Rams right now if you made me pick one. You know, I think they are a team where their offense is reliable week in and week out with their quarterback and their coach and, of course, their wide receivers. So even if they have a game like last week, where they turn the football over. Those games can happen, but it's not like they got shut down. And so I just feel like against any defense in the NFL, I feel pretty confident that with McVay and Stafford, they're going to be able to figure some things out. Defensively, I have more questions specifically with their secondary, but I think, you know, all these teams have some kind of weakness. So I think I would still go with the Rams.
If you had an MVP vote, would you vote for Stafford or May right now?
I would vote for Drake May right now. You know, I think he has been, I think he's earned it. I think if you look at it, I know they haven't faced the hardest schedule. At the same time, he doesn't have Sean McVay and Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. Like, I don't think that's a great situation in New England. The offensive line has been below average. You look at who he's throwing to, Stephon Diggs and Pop Douglas and Hunter Henry. I mean, this is not what anyone would consider a top five supporting cast in the NFL. So yeah, there's still some time to go here, but if I had to cast a vote right now, I would go with May over Stafford.
Does Philadelphia figure it out, or is this kind of like 2 years ago, 2023, when we're going, maybe their demise is exaggerated, then they just crashed and burned in Tampa in that playoff game where they got woodshedded. Do they figure it out and make a deep run, or is this like a couple years ago?
Yeah, it feels more like a couple years ago. Now it's a little different. That year, the defense really fell apart, and the offense kind of gave you some hope that they could figure it out. This is sort of the opposite, where the offense here just looks like a complete disaster right now. It looks like they don't have answers. And so until they prove to me that, no, we can figure some things out offensively and we can have some tweaks and we can play well here, I'm going to assume that they don't have answers. And then they have the injury to defensive tackle Jalen Carter, which I know you guys just mentioned there during the update. I mean, that's one of their best defensive players, who now is going to miss multiple weeks, it looks like, with a shoulder injury. So that defense I still like. I think they're well coached, but they're not as talented as they were last year. They're not as healthy as they were last year. So I think they still make the playoffs, but I am not bullish on them getting to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl.
Shil Kapadia has done such good work for many years on the NFL, followed him ESPN, The Athletic, and now with The Ringer joining us on Grant and Danny. I know recently you had done a piece and you guys had done a show on coaches on the hot seat. We were just talking along the same lines of like, who would we put in pen, who would we put in pencil as far as who's getting fired. I wonder, though, what's your boldest, most out-of-the-box or unpopular take as far as what is going to come down the pike on the coaching carousel?
Yeah, the thing I'm curious about, you know, we don't have enough coach traits in the NFL. You guys are with me. You have to do a radio show every day. You know, it'd be great to talk about.
Give us coach traits, man.
Yeah, give us some coach traits, at least some hypotheticals. We had the Sean Payton one, but I always look at that, and it's a little bizarre to me, you know, that we don't have more, that you don't say, hey, I would give up a draft pick for this guy who could be my coach for the next 5 years so that I don't have to go out and just take a flyer on someone, take a chance on someone. So I actually look at this Ravens-Steelers game, and I look at two guys in Tomlin and Harbaugh that have been at their respective spots for a long time, have been great coaches, have both won Super Bowls, have won a lot of football games. But with Tomlin specifically, I look at it and I say, man, if they just struggle down the stretch here and they don't make the playoffs and they've got no answer at quarterback for 2026 and they don't have a great roster and they don't have a great defense, you know, everyone at some point in life, you say, hey, has what I'm doing right now, has it run its course? Should I look for something else? And I just wonder, I'm not predicting it's going to happen. I'm not reporting it's going to happen, but I just in my head, I'm saying, I wonder if he's saying, all right, you know, we've had a good run. Let's try something else. And would there be a team that would say, hey, Pittsburgh, we will give you a draft pick. Mike Tomlin, go have a great second act. And Pittsburgh figure out how to rebuild that roster.
One of those bizarre hypotheticals that wouldn't make any sense, but bear with me. Imagine you have to risk the entire Kapadia fortune, like the entire inheritance and everything that goes with it, on who has to win the AFC South. You got to go to the betting window right now. Who wins the AFC South?
Oh, my gosh. I would probably go with the Houston Texans. It doesn't even feel right coming out of my mouth there. I know the betting odds would say that would not be the smart pick. They would tell you to go with the Colts. Or even the Jaguars. I can't go with the Jaguars. I think they're maybe the dumbest team in the NFL when you watch their games and just the way they play. So I'm not risking the billions in the Kapadia fortune on the Jacksonville Jaguars. But then the Colts are just in a bad spot right now where they're trending in the wrong direction. Daniel Jones has this injury. Sauce Gardner's out. They've got a tough remaining schedule. So I know it's not a lock with the Texans. I still have questions about their offensive line. and their offense. But you know what? They have one thing they can hang their hat on, which is they are a top three defense in the NFL. And so I think that keeps them in a lot of games. And so I think I would go with Houston.
Shield, thank you for joining the show. Always great having you on. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Check out his work with The Ringer. Kind of him to give us a few minutes here on Grant and Danny. We will talk to Robert Mays of The Athletic to go around the NFL to get ready for Thursday Night Football coming up at 6 o'clock today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.